ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it's estimated there's as many as 128,000 unregistered firearms in New Caledonia, making it one of the most armed places in the world per capita. Lax hunting laws and civil unrest between Indigenous Kanaks and New Caledonians of European descent have largely driven the escalating numbers. However, a system is being rolled out to make the acquisition of weapons more secure. But much like the Bougieville Accord, it's unclear whether it's helping or hurting.
Like many in New Caledonia, Emmerich Sakajan grew up with a gun in his hand.
In the north of New Caledonia, when I was like 12 years old, I used to go with my friends, you know, in different property. And this is the way I've learned how to use guns.
These days, he's a filmmaker and boxing coach in New Caledonia's capital, Noumea. He no longer hunts, but he rarely leaves home without a gun, especially after deadly riots swept through Noumea last year.
I wear my gun as a concealment. I'm not that kind of guy who's going to use the gun for no reasons. But even though I still have my gun on my wrist, I'm just walking down the street and I feel comfortable and I feel secure. I feel safe because I have a gun. You know what I'm saying?
He's not the only one. Almost one out of every two people own a gun in New Caledonia. Estimates show there could be as many as 128,000 unregistered firearms in the country, on top of the 64,000 that are registered. It was hoped a new registration system would make the acquisition of weapons more secure. But much like the territory's political situation, reform efforts have so far been ineffective.
There were situations in New Caledonia who forced the registration to change toward the firearms. And since then, some people just hidden their guns. Some people didn't declare that they had a gun, or they just simply declared the gun like stolen gun, whereas they may not be stolen, you know? You know what I'm saying?
The registration system he's referring to is called the Weapons Information System, or SIA. It was implemented by the French High Commission and is designed to track purchased weapons over the course of their lifespan by digitising administrative procedures relating to the trade, acquisition and possession of the gun. It will also introduce a mandatory safety exam for firearm purchases and make it so hunters need to join a rifle club before buying ammunition.
It's a weapons information system that is designed to ensure the traceability of arms within New Caledonia, as well as bringing New Caledonia in line with not only French regulation, but European regulation.
That's Sheridan Ward, researcher on non-militarisation and countries without sovereign military institutions. She's conducted various research projects across the Pacific and wrote about the new system for the Lowy Institute.
It's a much newer and cleaner system as well, and it should hopefully be adapted more towards the New Caledonian context, making it easy and accessible for weapons dealers and armories to input information into there, as well as have more comprehensive information about that weapon so that it can be tracked throughout the entirety of its life cycle.
However, the system has only been partially deployed since its rollout in 2019 due to administrative holdups and political upheaval in France. It means most of the territory still operates under the old registration system, which has seen only 5,000 weapons registered over the last year. Meanwhile, in areas where the system has been implemented, Ms. Ward says it's received pushback for making guns too hard to obtain.
When you have all of these extra barriers, particularly mandatory hunting safety exams, the need to present a birth certificate, membership to a rifle club, just creates barriers from people actually wanting to go in and do the right thing and go through the legal avenues. There's also other restrictions that mean that if you are to transfer a gun from one person to another, you're not actually allowed to do that just between friends or family, but you are supposed to go into a gun shop and do that within the presence of a registered gun trader. The result from that means that people are completely detached from this formalised system and there's no incentives to be a part of it. Many of the Kanaks that I've interviewed out in the provinces just find it a bit ridiculous. Like, this is so inaccessible for them and there's really no benefit to them to go into the city and go into a registered gun trader, especially if we're looking at, you know, passing guns between family members for genuine hunting purposes. These extra barriers, if they're not done with benefits, are just going to push more people away from going through the legal avenues and into the black market.
According to Ms. Ward's research, black market sales of firearms have risen since the closure of several armories, which shut their doors after the riots.
One third of all licensed armories have actually shut down permanently in New Caledonia. in part because of this shutdown of licensed armories, as well as looting that happened during the riot. I've been told that there have been many more stolen weapons appear in the black market.
There are ardent gun owners like Emrek Sakarjan who believe guns should be harder to obtain.
I think it is a good idea because a firearm still is dangerous. I know there's a lot of crazy people, especially in New Caledonia. People are really aggressive. We are aggressive. I have a lot of rage myself in my heart about what happened in New Caledonia. You know, I'm really angry. And every time I go into Australia or I go into New Zealand or another country, I feel safe. I can walk down the street. You know, I feel really comfortable. But in my own country, I don't even feel comfortable. I feel angry every time.